Okay, gentlemen, it's my great pleasure and privilege to dedicate the learning this year to my father's memory. There are going to be cash prizes. Aside from YU, I've already dedicated $1,000 to pay for prizes for people who take the YU tests. In addition to whatever prizes YU gives, I'm going to be giving prizes. Depending on how many people do, how well they do, that's the money. It'll be at least $1,000. It'll probably be $2,000, $3,000 by the time we're finished. So we are going to give you out cash prizes for those guys who do well in the YU test. The first test is the week from November 1st to November 8th. So we're a little bit behind. I think it's on about 6th slot, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going to have to go pretty quickly. We have 8 sessions to learn by the time the first test comes around. So we're probably going to be doing approximately a blot a shot at the beginning. After we catch up to the first test, we'll probably be around an Amud time, so it'll go a little slower. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hakore es HaMegillah. Hakore es HaMegillah l'mafreya lo yatza. If you read the Megillah out of order, Machlokas HaRishonim doesn't mean out of order, the chapters out of order, or the psukim out of order, or the words out of order. Lo yatza, you're not yatza. Kira al peh. If you read it without the Megillah, by heart, without the Megillah, or Kira'a, Targum, if you don't read it in Hebrew, you read it in French. B'chol Lashon, whatever language it is, lo yatz. Aval, Koran osa, la lo azos balaz. But if you're a Frenchman, you could read it in French. If you're a Spanish guy, you could read it in Spanish. V'halois, shama shuris yatza. If you're a Spanish guy who hears it in Hebrew, you are yotze. Kira'a seirugin. If you read it, you start, and then you stop, and then you start, and then you stop, and you start, and you stop. Umisnamnim, if you read it as you're dozing off, yatza, you're yotze. Haya kosva, if you were writing a Megillah, darsha, or learning it, umagia, or correcting the Megillah, im kivin libo, if you had kavana to be yotze while you were correcting it, and you were saying the words along with it as you were doing that, and you had kavana to be yotze, yatza. Dimlav, if you don't have kavana, lo yatza. Haisak suba, if the Megillah was written in sam, it's a certain kind of orange dye. Sikra is a red dye. Kumus, sap from a tree. Kankantom, another type of ink that's not a very permanent strong ink. The Gemara is going to say what kankantom is. Alhaniyar, on an untreated parchment. Valhadiftera, on papyrus. It could be actually near, I think, is papyrus, and kankantum is the untreated cloth. Lo yatza, you're not yotze. Ashtek suba ashuris, it's got to be Hebrew. Ala sefer, on a treated cloth, on a real cloth. Uvidio, it's got to be in black ink, permanent black ink. That's what you need to be yotze. Says the Gemara, minahane mile. From where do we know these words that you can't read the Megillah out of order? Minahane mile. Amar Rava. Rava says the Amar Kra. The Torah says kichsavam dechizmanam. Not the Torah, the Megillah. It says in the Megillah that the Megillah has to be read kichsavam the way it's written. V'chizmanam, and in the proper time. Mazmanam l'mafrealo, just like in time, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, you can't have time go backwards, except in the movie Back to the Future. But aside from that, you can't have time go backwards. Time always goes forwards. Aksavam l'mafrealo. So too, the writing of the Megillah always has to be done in the right order. Says the Gemara, Mide kriya ksiva hacha. In this pasuk, does it say anything about reading the Megillah? Asiya ksiva. It's talking about doing the yontif. Diksiv lios osim mishneyim ayela kichsavam v'chizmanam. It's talking about celebrating it. It's not talking about reading the Megillah. So how can you learn from this pasuk that reading the Megillah out of order, you're not yotze? Ela mehacha diksiv v'ayamim. So the Gemara says that's not the right place. Diksiv. V'hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'na'asim. These words are mentioned, and these days are mentioned and celebrated. Iskish zechira la'asiyah. We have a hekish that compares reading the Megillah, mentioning the days, meaning reading the Megillah, and celebrating the holidays. Ma'asiyah l'mafrealo. just like celebrating the holidays, you can't do out of order. Avsechira l'mafreilo. So too, mentioning, meaning reading the Megillah, you can't do out of order. And how do you know the celebrating? That's from the last pasuk. From the last pasuk, you know you can't celebrate it out of order. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, V'chein b'Hallel, V'chein b'Kriyashma. Just like Megillah, you can't read out of order, so too Hallel, you can't read out of order, and so too Kriyashma, you can't read out of order. Pashim Shan, the Gemara guys, you can't read Kriyashma out of order. This means, in terms of paragraphs, you are allowed to read the paragraphs of Shema out of order. It means either you read the words out of order, or the Psukim, excellent, or the Psukim out of order. Very good. Says the Gemara, Uvitfila. And also, Shmona Esrei, you also can't daven Shmona Esrei with the brachos out of order. Says the Gemara, Hallel Minalon. From where do you know? Hallel Minalon. From where do you know that you're not allowed to say Hallel out of order? Rabba Omar, Rabba says, Dichsiv. From the sun goes from the east to the west, and that's why we praise God. So you see, just like the sun always goes in the right direction from the east to the west, so too, when you give halal, praise to Hashem, you always got to do it in the right direction, not out of order. Rav Yosef Omar, Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benisbach Habo. Just like the day always goes in the same way, the sun always goes in the same way through the day, so you praise Hashem in the same way. Rav Av Yomar, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivorach. Yehi Shem Hashem Mivorach. May the name of Hashem be blessed. From the word Yehi, Yehi means it's got to be done like this. It's got, when you praise Hashem's name, Yehi means it's got to be done in this order. When you're praising God, it's got to be the same way always. Always in the same order, always in the same direction. Kriyashma Desanya. How do you know Kriyashma has to be done in the right order? Like we learned in the Braisa. Kriyashma Kichsava. Shma has to be read in Hebrew. Divi Rebbe. We'll see. We'll get to it in the right order in a second. The Gemara starts off with Hebrew. Kriyashma has got to be done in Hebrew. V'chachamim omrim b'chol lashon. The Chachamim say Kriyashma has got to be done in any language. It can be done in any language. You can read Shema in English and Yotze. By the way, the little letters over there, Pashim Shad is we paskin, that Kriyashma could be done in English. You can say Shema in English and Yotze. My time of the Rebbe. What's the logic of Rebbe who says Kriyashma is Kichsava? What's the logic of Rebbe that you got to do it in Hebrew? Amakra v'hayu, right? V'hayu adgar me'elah shenochim tzavchayim. V'hayu, v'hayu means they gotta be like this. Meaning it's gotta be done only what's in Hebrew. Very good. V'hav yason yehu. That means they gotta be done the way they are. The way they are, that's the way they gotta be. Hebrew. V'rabbanon ma'itayma. Why do the Rabbanon say that you're allowed to say Shema in any language? Omar Kra, the Torah says Shema. The Torah says Shema Yisrael. We learn from Shema. As long as you hear it, Bechol Lashon She'ata Shomea. In any language that you hear it. Asks the Gemara, what does each rabbi do with the other guy's pasuk? The Rebbe Nami Hoksiv Shema. Rebbe who says it's got to be in Hebrew. What does he do with the word Shema that sounds like he can do it in any language? Hahumi Boyle. Rebbe needs Shema to teach me. Hashma la'oznacha ma'ashatamotzim picha. That you have to hear the words that you're saying. Unlike me teaching in this base medrash, who cannot hear the words that I'm saying. When you say Shema, you have to hear the words that you're saying. The Rabbanan Sabri command Omar, the Chachamim, who use Shema for the other drasha, they don't have Shema to tell me that you got to hear it. They hold, you don't have to hear it. The Rabbanan Sabri command Omar, HaKorei is Shema, V'lo Hishmiel Ozno. If a person reads Shema and he doesn't hear what he's saying, Yotze. He is Yotze. You don't have to hear it. Asks the Gemara, what do the Rabbanan do with the Pasuk of Hayu? The Rabbanan who say that you got that you the Rabbanan Nami Yoksiv Hayu, the Rabbanan who say that You can hear it in any language. What do they do with Vayua? Here's where we come back to our point. What do they use Vayu for? Not that it's got to be in Hebrew. No, it could be in any language because of Shema. So what do Vayu? Shelo yikra l'mafreya. Vayu means it's got to be done the way it is. So Vayu means shelo yikra l'mafreya. That you don't do it out of order. Asks the Gemara. V'Rebbe shelo yikra l'mafreya minole. How does Rebbe know that you can't do it out of order? Midvarim hadvarim. He learns about you hadvarim. These things, it's got to be in order from the extra hay. Says the Gemara v'Rabbanan, dvarim hadvarim lo mashmaluhu. And the Chachamim say, the extra hay, come on. You can't learn anything out from the extra hay. Dvarim hadvarim lo mashmaluhu. Good. Says the Gemara. Lema kasava Rebbe. Should we say that Rebbe holds that all other parshios in the Torah can be done in any language? That's why he needs a special pasuk to tell me that Shema has to be Hebrew? Because he learned the whole rest of the Torah can be done in any language? Because if you tell me all other Torah readings have to be done in Hebrew, well, then why does he need a pasuk to tell me that Shema's got to be in Hebrew? Everything's got to be in Hebrew. Must be Rebbe holds all other stuff doesn't have to be in Hebrew. That's why he needs a special pasuk for Hayu to teach me that Shema's got to be only in Hebrew. Says the Gemara, no. Really, Rebbe holds all other things are also only in Hebrew. So why do we need a pasuk for Hayu to teach me Shema's got to be in Hebrew? It's true. We need it. Sal kadad chamino. You might have thought Shema kirabana. You might have thought to learn from the word Shema that Shema can be done in any language. That's why I need Vahayu to teach me. No, don't learn Shema that it can be done in any language. Vahayu teaches me only in Hebrew. Kasev rachmana Vahayu. So that's why I need Torah right Vahayu. Says the Gemara the opposite. Lema kasavri rabbanon. Kol haTorah b'lashon haKodesh nemra. Let's say that Chachamim hold that the whole Torah could only be done in Hebrew. Because if the whole Torah can be done in any language, exactly the opposite of what we just said. Why do I need Shema teaching me it can be done in any language if the whole Torah can be done in any language? Must be that they hold, Rabbanan hold, that the whole Torah could only be said, other readings could only be done in Hebrew. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe really Rabbanan agree all the other languages could also be done in any language. Istrich, but I still need Shema. I might have thought from the word Vahayu will teach me that Shema has got to be done only in Hebrew. Kirebi, Kasa Rachmana, Shema. So therefore the Torah says, no, Shema teaches me that it can be done in any language. Says the Gemara, Tfila Minalan. From where do we know that davening has to be done in order? Tfila Minalan. From where do we know that davening, Shmona Esrei, has to be said in order? Disanya, we learned in a brisa. Shimon HaPikuli, Histir, Shmona Esrei Brachos, Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne. Shimon HaPikuli gave us the order of 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei that have to be done in order. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ba'amilav b'masti satana. Rabbi Yochanan said, and some say it was in a brisa. Me'av Esrim zekenim. The Anshe Knesset Agdola was made up of 120 elders. Uvahem kama neviim, and among them were some prophets. Tiknu Shmona Esrei brachos ala seder. They instituted 18 brachos in an order. Guys, later on the Gemara is going to ask, if the Anshe Knesset Agdola already made an order of 18, why did Shimon HaPikuli have to come on and say the order? We already knew the order. The Gemara is going to say that originally Anshe Knesset Agdola made the order, then they forgot it, and then Shimon HaPikuli reset the order again. Not reset the order, but reset the reasons for the order, as we're going to see in 1 second. Guys, easy Gemara coming up. Here we go. We've only been learning for 16 minutes. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa. The rest of the Amud is so easy, you're not going to believe how easy it is. The whole Megillah is so easy, by the way. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Dubin doesn't believe me. It's so easy. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin she'omrim avos. What's the source that the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is avos? Shenemar havul Hashem, praise Hashem, b'nei elim. The sons of the strong ones. Who are the strong ones? The avos. So you got to praise God by saying, thank you for giving us avos. Minayin she'omrim gvuros. Second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is, mechayim esim is gvuros, God's strength. Shenemar, next pasuk. Havul Hashem, kavod va'oz. Praise God because he's got honor and he's got strength. That's gvuros. Kedushos. How do we know the third bracha, which is kedushas Hashem, meaning atakadosh, right? Hakel akadosh shenemar havul Hashem kivod shemo hishtachvul Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Give praise to the honor of God's name. So it's right in order. Havul Hashem b'nei elim, Havul Hashem kavod ha'oz, Havul Hashem kavod shemo. That's avos, gevuros, kedushas Hashem. First three brachos. Uma ra'u lomar bina achar kedusha. Why does atachonin come right after the third bracha? Shemar pasuk in Yeshayahu. Vikdishu es kedosh Yaakov. Ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu. They're going to give honor to God's sanctity. Right after that it says, V'yedu so'i ruach bina. And these people will have wisdom and understanding. Umaro lomar tshuva achar bina. Why do we say hashivenu right after atachonin? Dichsiv, because there's a pasuk over there in Yishayo. Ulevavo yavin. His heart will understand atachonin lom das lamelosh bina. Viruffalo, and then you'll be healed with tshuva. We'll see in a minute. Ihachi lema refua. No, so Rafaenu should be there. If it says viruffalo, lema refua basra de tshuva. Let refua be said right after that. Lo sakdai the siv. Viyashov el Hashem v'yirachameu. Do tshuva, and God will forgive you with mercy. Ve'el elokeinu kiyarba l'sloach. So it goes. So it goes. Bina. Tshuva, slicha. Says the Gemara, why are you relying on that pasuk and not the first pasuk? Umay chaz is the samcha zaha, smoke aha. Says the Gemara, no, we have another pasuk. Because of ksiv krachrina. Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofe l'chol tachaluaychi, hagoel mishachas chayaychi. The one who forgives all your sins, who gives refuah to all of your woes, and he redeems you from shachas, from death, your life. So that's why we see over here that what? That after slach lanu, you have refa'enu. Says the Gemara, lememra de geula u refua basa slichahi. Does this mean to teach you that geula and refua comes after slicha? Vaksiv v'shav v'rafalo. But it says refua comes right after tshuva. Says the Gemara, that refuah doesn't mean healing from your wounds, it means healing from your sins, which is slach lanu. Hahu lav refuah de tachaluamu, it doesn't mean refuah from your illness, ela refuah de slichahu. Stop, that's the end of that story. So now we know why it goes, avos, gevuros, kedushas Hashem, atachonin, hashivein ovinu sarasecha, slach lanu viki chatanu. So we're up to six. Says the Gemara, Umaro lomar geula b'shvius. Why is geula the seventh bracha? Amar Rava mitok she'asidim ligoel b'shvius. Because the Jewish people are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. There's going to be a seven-year cycle, and the Jewish people are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. Lefikach kavua b'shvius. Therefore, they established the geula, goel Yisrael, as the seventh bracha, as a symbol that hopefully we're going to get redeemed in the seventh year. Asks the Gemara, wait a minute, but we have another braisa that says you're going to get redeemed in the eighth year. V'ha'amar mar b'shishis kolos. In the sixth year, there's going to be loud noises. B'shvius milchamos. In the seventh year, there's going to be war. B'motzai shvius. In the eighth year, ben David ba. That's when Mashiach's going to come. So how can you say we're going to be, when Mashiach's going to come in the what? How can you say Mashiach's going to come in the seventh year? Here it says Mashiach's going to come in the Eighth year. Answers the Gemara. Milchama nami aschalta de geulahi. The war is aschalta. This is where you get the phrase aschalta de geula. The war is already the beginning of the redemption. Says the, so that's why the war is in the seventh year. So that was already the beginning of the redemption. Says the Gemara. Uma ro'u loma refua b'shminis. Why did the rabbi say that refua, refa'enu should be in the eighth bracha? Amar v'yachem mitokshin itna mila b'shminis, because bris mila takes place on the eighth day. Therefore, we say refa'enu as the eighth bracha, as a symbol that God should heal every baby from his mila. Shetzricha refua l'ficha kavua b'shminis. Therefore, they said refa'enu to be the eighth bracha. Umaro lomar birchas hashanim b'tshias. Why is Barech Aleinu on the ninth bracha? Barech Aleinu is the bracha for Parnasa. Why is that the ninth bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri said, "Keneged mafkiyei sha'arim." This is to go against those people who would overcharge high prices for their stuff. Tichsiv, shivar zeroa rasha. Break the arms of the rishayim. V'David ki amra b'chias amra. And David said this in the ninth chapter of Tehillim. Now, if you look inside Tehillim, it's actually in the tenth chapter. Machlok is a Rishonim. Either some people had the first and the second as one, or some people had the ninth and the tenth as one. By us, it's actually, you see on the side, it's Perek Yud. But the Gemara calls it the ninth. Umaro lomar kibbutz galios lachar brichas hashanim. Why is Tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu right after Baruch Aleinu? Dichsiv, va'atem hare Yisrael anafchem titnu uprichem tisu l'ami Yisrael ki karvu lavo b'kevenshin of a karvu lavo. So once you have a lot of fruit, you're going to be redeemed. Once the Jewish people get rich, that's when the geula is going to come. Says the Gemara, v'kevan sheniskab to galios, once all of the people are redeemed from galos, nasa din b'rishayim, that's when the Risharim are going to get paid back for their wickedness. Shenemar v'ashiva yodi alayich v'etzrof kabar sigayich. When I bring you back and I purify you, uksiv v'ashiva shoftayich k'varishona, then I will make your judgments like they originally were. Meaning, what do you mean I'll make your judgments? It means I'm going to judge the wicked people who made your life miserable. Which is after Tekah b'shofar comes what after Tekah b'shofar? Ashiva shoftayich k'varishona. The kevet shenasa din min rishayim. Once we pay back the din of the rishayim, kalu aposhim. So then the sinners are going to end. The kolal zaydim imayim. The sinners are going to end, and the wicked people are going to die also. What's that? V'lam al shinim. Very good. Shneamar u'shivor poshim chatam yachta yichlu. Once the sinners are going to get punished, misromemis karen tzaddikim, ala tzaddikim v'ala chasidim. Once the sinners are shut down, then the tzaddikim are going to rise up. Dixiv chol kani rishayim agadeya, tiromamna karno tzaddik. Once I cut down the wicked people, the tzaddikim are going to be raised. V'kol al geirei tzaddik im tzaddikim shenemar. Once you give honor to the tzaddikim, right near it says, talks about that, we're going to elevate the geirim as well. Where are the tzaddikim going to enjoy their success? Yerushalayim. That's why the next bracha is, v'liyushalayim ircha. Shenema shalu shlom yishalayim, yishlayu ohavayich. The tzaddikim are going, the ones who love Yerushalayim, laying the tzaddikim, they're going to be the ones who will be there. V'kevat shenim neis Yerushalayim, once Jerusalem gets rebuilt, but David, shenemar, achar yashuvu b'nei Yisrael, l'vikshu es Hashem al-kein v'es David malka, and that's a pasuk in Hosea, v'kevat shepa David, basa tfila. Once David comes back to Yerushalayim, Tevila is going to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, Bava Yosem, Ha'akachi, V'simachtim, Beveis Tevilasi. So what bracha is that? Shema, what? Shmak Oleinu. The Kevan Shebas Tevila, and when Tevila comes back to the Beis HaMikdash, Bas Avoda, then the Avoda is going to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we say Ritzei. Shemar Oloseim Mizatcheim L'Ratzon Amizbechi. The Kevan Shebas Avoda, once the Avoda comes back to the Beis HaMikdash, one of the major Avodas was the Karban Toda, was the Thanksgiving. Bas Toda, Shemar Zoveach Toda Yichab Dineni. Says the Gemara, just to finish this up, and maybe we're going to stop pretty soon, so you guys can review this. Uma ra'u lomar birchas kohanim achar hoda. Why did they say birchas kohanim after Ritzei? Dichsev vayisa Aaron es yadav al ha'am vayivarchem. Aaron picked up his hands and blessed the people. Vayered me'asas achatas ve'olav hashlamim. And he came down after he did the karbanos. Says the Gemara, ema kodem avoda. Maybe you should put. Maybe you should put Birchas Kohanim before the Avodah. No! You didn't read the Pasuk carefully. Diksiv Vayered Me'asos Achatos. Miksiv Lasos. It doesn't say he came down to do the Avodah. It says he came down from doing the Avodah. So Ritzei and Avodah comes before Birchas Kohanim. Me'asosiv. Asks the Gemara. V'lemra Achar HaAvodah. So why don't you say it right away after Ritzei? Lo Sagadah. Diksiv Zoveach Todah. No, it says first, after the Avodah, you have Toda, Modim. My Chazam Chai Smocha. Hi, why'd you lie in this Pasuk? Why'd you lie in the other Pasuk? Says Gemara, Mistavra Avodah V'Hodah Chadav Ilsu. It makes sense that service in the Beis HaMikdash and thanksgiving to Hashem are all part of the same thing. Umaro Lomar Sim Shalom Acha Birkas Kohanim. Why does Sim Shalom come after Birkas Kohanim? Dichsiv, V'samu Es Shemi Al B'nei Yisrael. After the Kohanim place their name on the Jewish people, I will bless them. Whenever God blesses people, how does God bless people with? God always blesses people with shalom, peace. Bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Shem Hashem Yivarech Hasamo B'Shalom. Ah, last line of the Gemara. V'chimei Achar D'me'ah V'esrim Zekein. U'mehem Kama Nevi'im. Tiknu Tfil Ala Seder. Since the 120 members of the Anshei Knesset Agdola already instituted the order, Shimon HaPikuli, my history. So what did Shimon HaPikuli do? Remember, this was the kasha I told you before the Gemara was going to ask. What did he do? Says the Gemara, Shechachon v'chazu v'sidrum. They forgot the order and then he went back and did it again. The Mefarshim said, it doesn't mean they forgot the order. It means they forgot the reason for the order, and Shimon HaPikuli came back and gave you the reason for the order. Mikan ve'elach, says the Gemara, beyond what the rabbis instituted in Tefillah, Osir l'saper b'shvacha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not allowed to create our own praises of Hashem. You're only allowed to do that which the rabbis said. You're not allowed to make up your own praises. Dom Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar said, what's meant by the pasuk? Mi yamal al gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tilaso. Who is going to praise the strength of Hashem? Who's going to say all of His praises? Lamina, Lamala, Gvuras Hashem. Who is the one who's allowed to praise God? Lamisha Yachal Hashmiya Kol Tilaso. Only the guy that knows all the praises of Hashem, which is nobody. Nobody could say all the praise of God, so better don't just start it in the first place. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Rab Yochanan, Rabba Chazin, Rab Yochan, Hamasaper, Bishmocha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem Yidai. A guy who praises God too much, Nekam in Olam, gets chucked out of the world. Not a good idea. Don't praise God's name too much. Shneimar, Hayisuper Lo Ki Adaber, Im Amar Ish Kivula. Can a human being really tell all the praises of God? You have no idea what God's praise are. It's blasphemous. It's like cursing God for you to praise God, because you're never going to say enough. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kvar Gvurayav Amila Ish Kvar Gibor Chayil. My dichsib lecha dumiya sehila. To you, God, silence is the best praise. Sama dekula mashtuka. The best thing when it comes to God is to shut your mouth. Don't say anything, because when you praise God, you get into trouble. Yosef Nimrami Amramrava. Mila besela mashtuka betrayed. One word costs a dollar. Silence is worth $2. One word is cost a dollar. Sansu does. Okay, guys. That is it. I know that went very fast. It was 29 minutes and 53 seconds.